In Northwest News from KPLU, the Seattle teachers' strike is stirring up memories for people who lived through past strikes, especially in Marysville, which set a state record for the longest teacher walkout. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has more.
One of the people paying close attention to the Seattle strike is Elaine Hansen.
Oh, my heart goes out to him.
She's retired now, but in September 2003, Hansen was president of the Marysville Education Association when 98% of teachers voted to go on strike. She says there were a lot of reasons.
Probably the biggest one was they were going to cut our pay.
The district argued that under its plan, most teachers would actually get raises. But for Jim Pankiewicz, who had been teaching for almost 30 years, the proposal was a slap in the face. He says teachers were being asked to work 10 days without pay.
Not only would I say that the board disrespected us, that I would say open contempt for us.
The strike dragged on through all of September and into October. Governor Gary Locke urged them to end it. One parent group, calling itself tired of the strike, sued the Teachers Association and the district. Dean Henry was one of those parents. He says the atmosphere turned ugly. For example, if parents talked about the difficulty of paying for childcare, they'd get swatted down.
If anybody said that, they just pounced on them, and then it was the whole, oh, you just want free daycare, you don't want teachers, and you know, it was just garbage like that.
In the end, a county judge ordered the teachers to go back to school. The teachers voted to do that. The strike had gone on for 49 days. Elaine Hansen says the teachers shifted their focus to getting voters to oust some school board members.
We elected three new people, which told me that the town was supporting us.
That new board brought in a new superintendent. The man who was hired to help the Marysville School District heal was Larry Nyland. Now he's superintendent in Seattle, tasked with resolving this latest strike. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.